Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war, and they said tantamount to a complete economic blockade. UN Security Council unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its weapons programs. These latest sanctions follow the November launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which North Korea contends would deliver nuclear warheads to the U.S. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move is provocative and would only cause more bloodshed. Angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement that it would provide Ukraine with the weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis.
Defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. And clearly, Ukraine is not an aggressor since it's their own territory where the fighting is happening.
Critics of the move say selling lethal arms to Ukraine threatens to escalate tensions between the United States and Russia, which annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. U.S. and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States had been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and declared independence in 2008. Lawmakers from the governing coalition who hold a majority are pressing for a vote to abolish the court. This is VOA News.